I've sat down to talk to some of the residents, also taking the precautions and all. I've also, tried to find out where they live so I can get their address so I could finish my addressing project. And with that, I could also update their voters registration according to the address they have, and that pins them exactly where they live so that they're registered in the right district or precinct.
That's Daylene Redhorse, a field organizer based in the Navajo Nation. She has spent the last year helping residents assign Google Plus codes to their homes, which are based on latitude and longitude. There are a few named streets on the reservation, and the Plus codes have allowed many households to have an address for the first time. The Rural Utah Project went door to door to talk to residents about using the new addresses for voter registration.
A lot of the elders were pretty surprised that we've actually visited, came to their doorstep to see, to get their voters registration. And that kind of gave them the sense of confidence that their vote is being counted, that something is happening with their vote.
Redhorse says the volunteers have moved on from voter registration to other election preparations.
We've just been trying to put up food stands and do curbside, either Navajo tacos or fried bread, just to attract people. I mean, just to kind of show people that there's an early voting site near, where we were set up and stuff.
She says the amount of residents engaged in the registration and voting process has been encouraging.
It just makes me happy to see, I'm glad people are responding to this election this year especially.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.